And then there's the spokes come out, okay, and they fit into
the rim.
Okay, and what then is the metal thing around the outside? That's what that is. Yeah. On a back to the buggy here, the thing that traces come back in order to hook on, it's called what? The thing that traces and comes back to.
Tongue? Mm-hmm. I call it tongue. I don't know. Maybe that's not it.
On a wagon, if you put two horses and each one had a single tree, what would you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Yep.
What would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house and unloading it and filling it again?
Say that again. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, I know. If somebody is filling up a wagon,
mm-hmm.
At a woodlot and mm-hmm. taking it to the house, and he's unloading it, and then he's filling it again, he's just, constantly.
He's loading. Loading things, loading and unloading and loading.
All right, now, suppose there was a log across the road, and you might say, I tied a rope to it and
pulled it
out of the way. Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
An arrow.
I don't know. What is that look like? What is that?
Disc arrow. It has a lot of disc on it. The plow goes down deep. Say around 12 inches in the ground, and turns the dirt up, and breaks up the dirt. And then you can harrow it, and the harrow would probably go down 6 inches or more. You see, about half the depth of the plow. And you can also subsoil the dirt with a, it's sort of like a harrow, so it has a teeth on the back of it that chisel down in through the soil. And bust up the subsoil underneath.
That's a what?
Subsoil.
And what is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
An axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay on a log across to chop it into the stove links? Or what do you call an A-shaped frame that you use? To lay boards across to make like a table for church supper or something like that. You have an A-frame thing.
Oh, that's a sawhorse.
What do you use to straighten your hair?
A comb or a brush.
If you sharpen a straight razor on a leather, what?
Strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Cartridges.
What do you call the playground equipment that kids play on all the time? I used to love to play on these, as a matter of fact. We were kind of balancing one another. One goes up and then one goes down.
Seesaw.
And what do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down?
It's
a limber plank that's fixed at both ends. Uh-huh. That children used to jump up and down on.
Sounds like an old time version of a trampoline.
It does, doesn't it? Sure does. Yeah. That's funny. That's good. Have you ever heard of a job board?
No.